Gift for her or purchase online. Season Spa and Salon offers you the convenience of online gift certificates. You can include a special message, and all gift certificates are mailed within 48 hours. So make it easy on yourself and give her something you know she loves. A gift certificate from Season Spa and Salon, located at Ronnie's Plaza in South County or online at seasonspa.com.
Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, and I'd like to introduce the Yorgage from Quicken Loans. Our Yorgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. It's a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to custom design a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. The rate today at an 8-year fixed Yorgage is an amazing 3.5%, APR 3.69%. Call today at 800-970-8011.
Call us for cost information. Other restrictions may apply. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hi, Mark Connolly, General Manager of Connolly Roofing Exteriors. Roofing has been our family tradition for 99 years. Please call us at 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is tops at our house.
314-822-7100.
Shop REI and get the expert help you need to find the perfect gift for your outdoor adventurer with free shipping with no minimum through December. REI, find out.
Target Talk St. Louis, every Sunday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton. Join host Stephen King as he discusses the world of firearms, from competitions to firearm safety.
When I think back on all the crap I learned,
every time I hear that song, I go back to the 70s when KSD AM cut the word crap. They edited it out of the song.
I remember that.
Unbelievable. Light these phones up. We got almost an entire, we have about a quarter hour now to talk to you wide open. So normally we don't have a lot of time to take a lot of calls. Today we can. So let's do it. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. Dave is up first. Hello, Dave.
Hey. How you doing, Frank?
Hey. How are you?
Dave.
AM into PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hey, that movie, The Fourth Kind, that you were talking about a couple weeks ago, I watched that a couple nights ago, and I'm still pretty scared by it.
It's creepy, man. it's really believable. And if you didn't know and hadn't heard me say, it was all just made up fictional nonsense, wouldn't you have walked away thinking that actually happened?
I actually have my girlfriend convinced that it really did happen, so she's scared too.
I thought it really happened when I first saw it, the first time I saw it, because I didn't know that it was made up.
The way they fool you is, if you remember, they show that grainy interview footage, and it says actual footage.
Yes.
Well, footage, anything I go out and shoot today is actual footage. That doesn't mean anything, but you just assume that it's legit. Yeah, it's a creepy, creepy, it's a good movie.
Oh yeah, I enjoyed it quite a bit. So I'm hoping they might come out with a part two. So I guess we'll see.
Hey, do you remember the other three kinds? Because the fourth kind is a reference to an encounter with a UFO. They said there are four kinds of UFO encounters. Do you remember what they were? The first kind is spotting or seeing a UFO. All right, what was the second and the third?
What was it? I remember the first one was actually seeing one, and then the last one was, I guess, being taken by one. Other two, I can't recall. I'll have to watch it again.
It's four kinds of encounters with a UFO. The first kind is you see a UFO. The second kind is something like you have some sort of a contact with a being from the UFO. They step off or talk to you. And then there's the third. And the fourth is you're actually abducted by them. That's the fourth kind of encounter.
I don't want any kind.
Yeah, well, you and me both. Dave, I appreciate the call. Merry Christmas.
All right, thank you. You too.
And Greg is back. Hello, Greg.
Greg's not back.
Greg is gone. So we go to Tom. Hello, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
No, you're Tom.
Frank, I'm sorry. I'm Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Well, yeah, it sure is. And have you talked about predictive texting? When you type a text message on your smartphone and it tries to predict what you're going to write.
Yeah, I hate that.
Are you talking about like that T9?
No, he's talking about when you text and it finishes. If you type like the word informative, it'll come up and go information. Like, yeah, it'll think that it'll do it for you, and half the time it's wrong. More than half the time it's wrong.
Exactly. And now you may want to bleep this, but...
Mm-hmm. Well, just make it so we don't have to bleep it. You bleep yourself. Go ahead.
Okay. I said, I have two tickets to Jizz Fest.
What? Jizz Fest. Oh, it was...
Jazz Fest.
Oh.
Did it put in Jizz Fest?
It did.
You got to be kidding.
What kind of festival is that?
What kind of phone do you have?
Yeah, I don't know.
Where are they? I don't know. It's a smartphone, so...
Yeah,
I don't know. It's
not really.
The Apple guys are... They can be a little creepy.
You know what I think? I think you tried to type in Jizz Fest
and
it came back
Jazz
Fest. That's what I think.
You were going.
I think you twisted the story on us.
All right,
Tom.
You mean Jazz Fest?
Tom, thank you for the call.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay. Man, I'm reluctant to do this, but I think I have to do it because I'm doing the guy a favor. I heard a little bit before we came on. I know Smash is in, and I heard some young guy who's on there with him. I guess he's an intern, or he's working part-time or something. And he said, that's what I would have did. I got to tell you something. I am stunned at the decline in knowledge of just basic grammar. He's probably a great kid. This is not an attack of any. It's just where are the people who used to police grammar? We're a radio station. Yeah, it's one thing if you make an honest mistake or you brought up with the idea that a word was different than the word really is. For example, I told you I didn't know until about 6 years ago that the word was spigot, you know, for the faucet outside there. I said spigot. It was always spigot. Go get some water out of the spigot. Well, I was wrong. That's just misinformation and being uninformed as a kid and growing up in the house. But basic grammar, you know, when people go, well, that's what I would have did, you're on the radio. You're on the radio in a decent-sized market. If you say things like, that's what I would have did, you shouldn't talk on the radio. You should just be in the background or something. Am I crazy? I mean, am I crazy for thinking that people who are on television or radio should know basic grammar and shouldn't go on and say things like, well, that's what I would have did as soon as I seen them?
Yep.
No. I've had my mistakes, so I can't talk bad.
Yours are more common and more understandable, like the he and I, him and me, she and I.
Right.
Everybody struggles with that. But I'm talking about... things like I put that's what I would have did in the category with well, I seen your brother yesterday and I learned him a thing or two.
Yeah, right.
You know, it's just I don't know. We're the grammar police. What happened? Is Al with us?
Yes.
Al, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you? I'm AM and the PM.
I'm wonderful too, Al. What's going on?
Yeah, I had one thing, but just what you said made me think of another. There's a DJ on the radio. I won't say what station he's on. He's in between 93.7 and 95.5. I'll just leave it at that.
Okay.
And in the morning, every now and then, when he does the news, he will say, especially.
Especially.
Especially. And it drives me.
Okay, but that's in a different category. That's in the category with people who say, et cetera for et cetera. I put that in a different category than just blatant, horrible, mountain hillbilly grammar. That's a different category to me.
And my other thing is the guy was calling in about the autocorrect.
Yeah.
There is a website called Damn You Autocorrect, and it's nothing but autocorrect, quote, fixing, unquote, people's text. And a lot of them are just unbelievably hilarious. They're so, you know.
Oh, I've seen some of those. It's text that you send that turns out a word was autocorrected that
you didn't mean to put in.
It changes a word, and it usually ends up really awkward. It's like they had one, the lady was texting her mother saying that it wasn't dirty or nothing. It just says, guess what? We're pregnant. And the mom's just like, oh, congratulations. And she goes, no, autocorrect. We're pre-approved for a loan.
I saw one the other day, too. It said it was supposed to... I shook my Coke and it sprayed everywhere, and now I have to clean it up. But instead of Coke, it was a similar word with the C and an O and a K,
what do you mean?
A K in it. Well, I can't say the actual word.
Chicken.
Yes.
All right, let me ask you this. Can you, on my phone when I text, the same words every time it pops up with either that word in all uppercase or another word? For example, if I use the word, we'll just go with something simple like information a lot. And every time I do, it comes up real quickly, informative. Is there a way to kick that out so it stops doing that?
I think you turn off, disable interpretive.
Yeah, you can disable, but I don't have a smartphone.
Oh, you can?
I have a special phone.
See, mine.
I didn't know that.
Mine doesn't finish my words for me. It just gives me a list underneath it of similar choice.
Mine puts a word above it, and it has a little X. You can X it out. I don't want that word. It gives you one other word it thinks you're gonna want to use, and you have to X it. But I'd rather not have to. I'd rather just eliminate it from its database.
There should be a setting for that.
There's
got
to be a way to do that. Is there anything else, Al?
No, that's it. Just check out that website sometime. It's really funny.
All right, thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you as well.
Off we go to Doug. Hello, Doug.
Hey, Frank and gang.
Yes, sir.
I am AM in the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. A lot of good phone calls today. What's up, Doug?
Hey, piggybacking on that, one of the things I think that we neglect to really critique, how about the print media, like STL Today?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have a problem. You have a writer who writes the article, but you also have an editor. And I would think somebody would proof even the headlines before they're even put online. They're atrocious sometimes.
Do you have an example? A particular example?
Well, there's too many. I mean, I don't have one example, but I think what bothers me is it happens too frequently.
Yeah. Don't know what to tell you. I don't know much about the newspaper business. I worked in it for a couple of years and was a proofreader, actually, for a while. But I don't know how that works. I know that a writer has his or her stuff changed at the last minute by an editor. They'll put a different headline on the story, or they'll change. But other than that, I don't know. We'll check
into it.
Well,
maybe that's the problem, is the editor's making the wrong correction.
Could be. We'll look into it. Thank you, Doug.
All right, have a great holiday.
You too. Greg is back. Second attempt. Hello, Greg.
Yes, sir. The regular AM and PM.
There he is. What's going on, man?
I've been trying to ram it all in when I'm on the phone with y'all. It seems like you be trying to give me 1 minute to get on to talk to you.
No. We've never rushed you, but here's what I want you to do. We're going to do for you what we did for Joe Hipperson. We're going to slow you down. You are the fastest talking man that calls in here. Seriously, my brain cannot even keep up with how fast you talk. So just slow her down a little bit. What's on your mind?
Okay. I couldn't wait till after the Black Friday spell because I wanted to suggest, since we got all this time on our hands, have just people call who saw dumb stuff with people in lines or any type of nonsense. I'm a cab driver, and that night of the Black Friday, where people started getting up early, before midnight.
Yeah.
You should have Best Buy out there by Eager Road and 40.
Right.
Unfreaking believable. I had somebody in a cab. We were going down there. I was taking her to work, and Please tell me this. What person gets in the line after it's all over the place? Okay, there's a line all the way from the store, zigzagging in and out of the parking lot. And then it leads all the way over to the Eager Road. You know, the Eager Outer Road, out of 40, Eager.
Right.
Now, what person tells himself, okay, well, I'll just get in the line right here at Eager Road? Well, you know whatever you're trying to get going to be gone before you even get to the parking lot.
Yeah, it's hard to fit.
You can't talk to those people. You can't reason with them.
And then the sad part is,
unbelievable.
The sad part is, a lot of them probably just go for the people watch or just for the experience. They know they're not going to get the deal. They just want to be a part of it.
The news didn't tell everything that was going on in the United States of people getting hurt or getting except the pepper spray stuff. They had one guy who was a worker there at one of them stores trying to unwrap the packages, and they were trying to rush him. He had cut them out and told him to step back, because they were going to try to jump him.
Yeah, but here's the good news for you.
I wish I was in the store. Somebody would have sprayed me. I would have went to the bug aisle and sprayed him back.
Well, here's the good news for you, Greg. Thank goodness some people hire a cab to go shopping. It's money in your pocket.
Well, unfortunately, this year it's not as busy as it has been. We didn't get. I might have got one or two normally around this time we get a lot of cab drivers, but this year I think people's money is different.
Do you do a lot of drunk driving business in the holidays? You get a lot of drunks that call me tonight?
Not just the holidays, all year round. I don't like it because it's a catch 22. Sometimes it's great because they're in the cab and the fare be 20. Here's 25. Is that enough? And you want to say, nah, keep going.
Let me ask you something.
You try to be honest. But then sometimes you get the guy that cusses you out and says things they shouldn't say, like the N-word, or they don't know where their address is, or we're driving around. I had a cop tell me one time, if that happens, dump him out of the municipality, I think it was like St. Louis County. And they told me, take him outside of St. Louis County, like Ferguson or somewhere else, and dump him up in the grass, and then keep going.
Hold on a second. Slow down. Now listen, you got people that get in your cab and call you the N-word?
Every blue moon, you had a drunk guy that be in the bar, it don't happen all the time, but every blue moon you get that same guy he's a regular rider. He's fine before he gets to the bar, and later on he might get in the car and MF this and in that. You just try to take it with a grain of salt.
No, you don't. You pull over and open the door and pull him out of the car and throw him in the ditch and take off.
Well, that only happened to me twice in the 10 years I've driven. And when that one guy that did do it, he saw me like a week later and said, I am so sorry. My wife told me what happened because what happened was I dropped him off. And the wife came out and said, what's going on? He didn't have any money and he was paying for this cab. And she looked at him and said, you bastard. I tried to keep him laughing because I guess he had stayed out and spent money he wasn't supposed to spend. I told her that he said the N-word and everything. Well, a week later I saw him. And he apologized, and he even gave me a bigger tip. So this is one of those things.
Greg, you don't own your own cab, do you?
No, sir.
All right, what's your policy on puking in your cab? Do you fine them? Do you fine them a puke cleanup fee?
Yes, we do, but we try to avoid that. And you know what the sad thing is? I always feared that happening in my car, and guess when it happened? It happened about 2 years ago. When I did it to myself, I was at a red light. I wasn't able to do it. As soon as the light turned green, I flew up on the circle. All over the side door. I thought, you freaking kidding me?
I hate it when I'm in a cab and the driver pukes. I hate that. No, I always wondered about that, about cab drivers and the drunk thing. I know it was a good idea, and a lot of times cab companies would go, hey, we got a special, don't drive drunk, and it will cut the rates, and if you'll call a cab and take it. But you know what? If somebody threw up in my cab, I don't know.
Well, that's what, like you say, when you ask me about, your own personal cab, sometimes I would like my own car because it's nicer than what you normally get. But other times, most people don't care when they get in the car. They let the kids have chips all on the back seat. They cigarette butts. You know how many times when the sun comes up, I look in the back seat and there's cans on the floor. No one cares.
You ever have anybody do it in your cab?
Yes, I got people who have done it in the cab. I've had people defecate in my cab. I've had them
defecate.
Hold on. They pooped in your cab?
I had a guy, he was an old guy. He had just had surgery, but then he didn't say anything. He was with his partner. We had to go pick him up. It was in the summertime about 4 years ago.
I never forget it.
And it would slide down his legs, and I don't know if he didn't know or whatever had him on the door panel on the floor. I dropped him off, it was hitting the ground. I'm like, what's going on? And the person said, he just had surgery. I said, gee, thanks. And went inside the house. I swear to God, within about 10 minutes, I went down the street. This is the Bellefonte neighbor. And thank God my grandmother lived down the street. I pounded on her door. Do you know just in that 10 minutes, that hot sun had it baking over the door so fast?
Just get the hose out and spray it off.
I got through with all the rags. And my grandma always saves stuff. I said, Grandma, you want the rags back? She looked at me like, I don't know, throw it away.
All right, Greg. Always a pleasure.
Thanks for letting me talk.
Thank you for the call. We got to slow him down. I can't follow him. I cannot keep up with him. One more quick one, we'll take a break. Hello, Ben. How are you?
It's AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Merry Hana Christmas Kwanzaa to all of you.
That's good enough for me. What's up?
You got your iPhone on you?
Sure.
Okay. Go into settings.
Hang on a minute. Hold on here.
I'm going to get a personal
tutorial.
I need Jose's job after this.
All right, settings. Got it.
Okay, general.
Got it.
All the way to the bottom, hit reset.
Oh, man, I'm not hitting that.
No,
I'm not hitting reset.
Oh, no, trust me on this.
No, I don't. I'm sorry. No, I'm serious.
Hit reset,
no, please.
Another menu that comes up. One says reset all settings. One says erase all content and settings. You don't want to hit any of those.
Okay.
One says reset network settings, and then below that, reset keyboard dictionary.
Ah.
This thing is smarter than you know, because it takes a pattern of what you write on it. And so if you've used a certain word a certain number of times, it's going to pop up more often than others.
All right, I'm going to hit reset. If this thing fries, I'm going to track you down.
Here we go.
Reset.
In Springfield, Missouri.
Well, you know what? He's absolutely right. Here it is. Reset keyboard dictionary. You're right.
Yep. So
way to
that,
go, man.
And you'll be back to square one.
And you know, I've never touched the reset thing.
Well, why
because
would
it
you?
Scares me to death. And now that you've said that, yeah, there they are. Reset all settings.
Well, everything's
reset,
all backed up anyway. So even if you were to make a mistake, you just connect it again. And
all right. Hey, man, I appreciate it. Send me a bill.
Yeah, sure.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Right. Have a good one.
Ben, tell me how to kick out all those suggested words on the texting thing.
But he didn't.
Seriously, I don't ever touch reset.
Oh, no, I wouldn't either. But okay. He didn't tell you if there's a setting to where it doesn't do that anymore, you know, if it doesn't keep track of that, if there's a way to shut that down.
No, I think you just reset it like every month. It starts over.
Oh.
It starts over trying to predict words you use a lot. And the words that it knows that you use, it'll suggest those words. If you go back and reset it every month or so, it starts all over. It doesn't know the words you use, so you're not going to have those things pop up. That's a great suggestion. I'm glad he called. But honestly, when he said hit reset, that could just as easily have been a sabotage call. Yeah, hit reset. Can't believe you did it, sucker. Well, he was right. It worked. So thank you, Ben. Appreciate it. John Londoff Jr. joins us. Must be a slow duck day. Hello, John. How are you?
I'm great, Frank. How are you?
I'm good. Did you hear the guy who called earlier said to ask you about, and I'm sure you do remember this because I do. We talked about this once before when the car manufacturers would announce a date when they would unveil the new model year. And all the cars, new models, all came out in September, October for the following year. You remember that?
They would come out, I'm pretty sure it was late September. And, I think we've talked about this on the show before.
Yes.
My sisters and I would get dressed up. My mom would bring us out here. They would have spotlights. You know, up until then, they papered all the showroom floor windows. There would be hundreds of people. I mean, it was an event. The cars used to come off the transports covered up in canvas covers.
Well, I remember.
And then there was a pull piece that the drivers would pull back and attach so they could have an opening through the windshield to see where they were going. It was cool.
I wish we'd go back to that. I'd like to go back to that. I think all the cars in the month of September, you don't bring out like a 2000. There'll be 2013 models out in the next 6 months. I just don't think it's right. They should go back to that, but they never will. And the guy asked me why they did away with that, and I said my guess is that somebody thought, hey, it's like the Black Friday thing. Everybody's going to open at 5 a.m. Let's open till 4 a.m. Let's open at 4.
Well,
let's open at midnight.
Some of the stores would open at midnight.
Yeah, and that's exactly what happened here. Somebody
crazy.
Said, let's
people
introduce our
out.
New model before anybody else. And then somebody did it before that and before that. Next thing you know, you got cars out, you know, in March of 2011 for 2012. So we'll never see that again. How's business?
Hey, John, I got something for him. Someone called in and said that they drove by a Chevy Sonic with Texas manufacturer plates on it today on the highway.
What does that mean?
Well, that means that that's a GM executive, a GM employee, and they are all driving, some of the executives are driving Sonics to get them out into the mainstream of traffic and people to look and see to say, wow.
He said it was a cool looking car.
Oh, it's a great looking car. Again, we've talked about Ed Wilburn, the chief design engineer for General Motors. You know, check him out at the GM.com. This guy's he's a genius, and you know, he grew up outside of the Detroit city, and at 4 and 5 was drawing cars. Drawing cars. This guy was just an unbelievable, like a prodigy. And at 11 or 12 or 14, he sent a portfolio of his pictures that he had drawn as he got older to GM, and they put him through college. And he is just, again, a genius. And, you know, when I was younger and going through the design studios for General Motors in Warren, Michigan, and, I mean, it's security. It's high security. It's almost like Get Smart. You're going through all these different doors, and you got to, you know, show your badge. And there are vehicles that we, even as dealers, didn't get to see, or as a dealer's son back when I was going there, you know, in the 80s. And most of the people were in dress with a tie, and their sleeves might have been rolled up.
You're in a dress with a tie?
Wow. Well, they were dressed up.
Ooh. That's weird. Hey. Oh, they do things weird up in Detroit.
And now, I mean, Ed has men and women from all over the world, all over the globe, designing cars for General Motors, and that's what you're seeing in the new Equinox, the Traverse, the Cruze, the Sonic. You mentioned, I mean, the Volt. Are you kidding me? The Volt. If you get inside the Volt, Frank, I'm gonna next one of these days, we're gonna get a Volt out to the house for you and your lovely wife to drive for a few days. You're gonna get blown away, by just the drive, because you can't hear it. It makes a little noise, but there's no engine. It's electric. But all this is product of a guy that is a genius. And Toyota tried to hire him away years ago, and he said no. And we're lucky to have him. And I think we're going to see. You mentioned that we do have a Malibu that comes out this spring as a 2013. And it's just the cycle. It's just when that car hit a point where it needs to be refreshing as far as the sheet metal.
Can we edit that out?
Yeah, I'll take care of that. What kind of
save
metal?
That. You know what? Save that. We may need that for blackmail down the road.
That's
save that clip.
Why pretty wild metal there.
Mm. How did your mindset go from, blackmailing?
Easy for you to say.
Well, here's how it works. One day I may need to reach into my arsenal and go, well, John, if you do that, like you say, well, I'm going to go off the show. I'm going to advertise at with WGNU. And I say, well, you don't want to do that, John, because if you do, then we're going to expose and put online our tape that we have of you saying SH.
Can we get this sheet metal? This other metal stinks.
Yeah, and that's why I said that. Now, very quickly, you're talking about these new cars and stuff. There was in the early 90s, I'll never forget this. This was such a great day for me, being a car guy. I had another car dealer on that I was speaking for, and the GM Wentzville plant, they introduced a particular car, doesn't matter what it was, and a particular model of that car, and they invited 50 different people, radio people, TV people, guys that write car columns for newspapers, and we all went to Wentzville. We went to the GM plant, and at the end, and they said, have somebody take you and drop you off, because you're going to drive out of there in a brand new blah, blah, blah. There were 50 identical white cars. We all pulled out together with our headlights on. The press was there, and it was the unveiling of this. It was the neatest sight you've ever seen. All exactly identical white cars with our headlights on. I'll never forget that. It was about 1992 when they were making a huge production out of this particular unveiling of this car. And once I did get to go to Vegas to a GM auto show, and I remember the stage, and there was a big turntable on the stage and an orchestra, and a guy comes out on stage in a tuxedo, ladies and gentlemen, the 1979, and blah, 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 and the curtains open, and the band, and the spotlights hit this car. It was exciting. It was a big deal.
Can you put that voice on again?
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the 1979 Chevrolet Caprice Classic Brougham.
Ah. Thank you. And Jose bought it.
That so was much. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
That's so, a little bit like Monty Hall.
Let's sell something.
Okay, let's do. Because thank you to so many of the AM and the PM listeners. Again, just some of the greatest people in the area. And they've been here in good numbers for the month of November. Month is not over. We're staying open late tonight for deals like this. We have Chevy Cruze for only $16,900, Chevy Malibu for only $18,900, the Sonic you just spoke about, young Daniel.
Yes, sir.
When was the last time someone called you Daniel?
Not for a while.
All right, Daniel. $14,900 for that 2012 Chevy Sonic. So Cruze, $16,900, Malibu, $18,900, Sonic for $14,900. Unbelievable deals. And then also, Equinoxes. We just got two transports full of Equinoxes. That's about 18 brand new 2012 Chevy Equinoxes for only $21,900. The number one selling small SUV in the world, and that is a very crowded model, because every manufacturer has at least one, if not two, small SUVs. So Chevy Equinox number one. We've got Chevy Silverado regular cabs for $14,900. And extended caps for $18,900. So we're open late tonight, kids. come and see us, would you please?
Oh, they'll be there.
And you'll have a great experience. And if not, you will. But if not, call me. I'll make it right.
All right. I appreciate it, John. We'll send them.
All right, Frank. Good talking to you all. And everyone have a great evening, even you, Daniel.
All right.
Thank you, Jonathan.
Bye. Bye, kids.
All right. Coming up, Dr. Doug Pernikoff, your pet's best friend from the Clarkson-Wilson Veterinary Clinic. He's going to join us. If you have pets, you have a question, I'm going to give you a head start. I'm going to give you the phone numbers now. If you're patient and wait 4 minutes or so, you'll be first up when Dr. Doug takes your calls. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. He's on the way on the Big 550 KTRS.
With an update on the roads, here's Frank Ladd with your Golden Oaklandian airborne traffic. How are things looking from up there?
Well, Tina, it's really heavy out in St. Charles County. They had that earlier accident westbound 70 at Bryan Road, but and they reportedly have that over to the shoulder. But as I'm flying westbound on Highway 70, it is a mess all the way from 94, literally as far as the eye could see, easily out to Bryan Road before you start to thin out westbound on Highway 70. Got an incident now southbound on the Interbelt at Forest Park Parkway. It's essentially on that acceleration lane from westbound to Forest Park Parkway to get onto southbound 170, blocking that right lane there. MoDOT is on the scene with it, but that has you backed up to near Olive southbound on 170. 40 eastbound, we're heavy-headed Union Station to the Poplar. Northbound 55, slow-going right lane from Park Avenue up to the Poplar Street Bridge. That also has 44 eastbound, slow-going from Jefferson to 55. 70 eastbound, a slow stretch between Grand and St. Louis Avenue. 270 southbound, you're on the brakes in pockets. Ladue down to Doherty Ferry. 40 westbound, your normal slow go. Well, it's actually a little longer than normal. Now from Vandeventer out to McCall's and westbound on 40. Then again, Spady to Mason and a pocket approaching the Boone Bridge. This update brought to you by Constant Contact. Looking to increase sales during the holiday season? Use email marketing from Constant Contact to boost your small business. Get started at ConstantContact.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS is playing Santa again with the U.S. Marines for the 2011 Big 550 Nestle Purina Toy Drive. Join us on Friday, December 9th at Plaza Frontenac, where KTRS personalities will broadcast live from 9 to 3 p.m. Light up the life of a needy child by dropping off your new unwrapped Toys for Tots donation at one of our drop boxes at Plaza Frontenac during the broadcast. The Big 550 Nestle Purina Toy Drive is brought to you by Webster Dental Care, where quality and comfort are their top priority, and by American Equity Mortgage. They'll get you to a better place. Happy holidays from the Big 550 KTRS, the talk of St. Louis.
Mortgage rates have plummeted to an all-time history-making low. And Golden Oak announces a lower fixed mortgage of 3.25%. 3.25% fixed!
This is Bob Ellman, president of Golden Oak Lending. Folks, we have never, ever seen mortgage rates this low. This is lower than the 1950s. Take advantage now. If you're still paying in the fives or sixes, you need to refinance immediately and lower your monthly payment.
Call Golden Oak today and claim your 3.25%. Beat the rush. Millions of dollars will be refinanced by Golden Oak Lending. Call 314-567-GOLD. That's 567-4653.
I urge you to seize this opportunity.
Get a 3.25 fixed mortgage today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
15-year fixed rate, APR 3.625 with qualified credit. Call 314-567-GOLD or visit goldenoaklending.com.
Is your car on the fritz? Are you stranded? Or maybe you don't want to chance it after a late night of drinking. Make sure you call ABC Checker Cab, 314-766-RIDE. At ABC Checker Cab, they have GPS in all of the cars, which means the ABC Checker Cab dispatcher knows exactly where every single cab is, and it can get to you and get to your destination faster than any other cab company. It's ABC Checker Cab, 314-766-RIDE. Not only do they have more advanced technology than any other cab company, they also have corporate accounts, medical transports, courier service, school accredited, and each driver has had a total and complete background check. 314-766-RIDE. Put it in your phone and put it as a speed dial number. 314-766-RIDE or abccabco.net. That's abccabco.net or 314-766-RIDE. You need a cab. It's as easy as ABC. ABC Checker Cab. 314-766-RIDE. ABC Checker Cab.
Hello, I'm John Crum of Addiction Treatment Strategies to say that addiction is a disease in which there are persistent changes in brain structure and function. Usually the last person that knows that they need some type of treatment is indeed the person who has the addiction. Family members and those people closest to them oftentimes know, so it may be essential for family members or someone else to bring the patient in for initial consult to see if we are the right fit for the type of disability they have, along with are we the right program to do that. We're going to do a comprehensive assessment in terms of your addiction background, your history, what has led up to this process, to assess you right away. We're going to get you on probably the most recent medication so that you won't have the craving to use illegal drugs. Contact us at addictionts.com, log onto the website, give us a phone call at 618-692-6880, and we will set up a no-obligation consultation for you to come in and see if we are the right fit for you. If you need help, consult our website, addictionts.com, for more information.
Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, and I'd like to introduce the Yorgage from Quicken Loans. Our Yorgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. It's a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to custom design a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. The rate today on an 8-year fixed Yorgage is an amazing 3.5%, APR 3.69%. Call today at 800-970-8011.
Call us for cost information. Other restrictions may apply. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
From now until this Friday, it's Holiday Fest 2011 from UMSL in support of the Normandy School District and the Pagedale Family Support Center Food Pantry. Please donate non-perishable food, holiday supplies, school uniforms, or a monetary contribution for school uniforms to help families in need. For complete details about Holiday Fest 2011 from UMSL, call 314-516-5291 or email ashley.lyte@gmail.com.
It's Vegas, baby! Casino Queen is the place to be on Fridays, December 2nd through the 23rd for Vegas Nights. Light up the night on Fridays at Casino Queen. 11 winners every hour from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. win their share of $75,000 in royal free play. Earn entries from December 1st through the 23rd. Don't miss Vegas Nights. Fridays in December. Viva the Queen. Casino Queen. Home of elusive slots. See Queen's Club for details. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Problem. Your skin is dry, your throat is scratchy, and yow! Static Shock. Think you can have a comfortable, healthy home with a portable humidifier? You think wrong, my friend, because that only solves the problems in one room. With an April Air humidifier, you get the perfect amount of soothing moisture in every room of your home. Your heating and cooling specialist installs it, and it's comfortable, it's healthier. Enjoy whole home air quality solutions only with April Air.
Call Ziff Air Heating and Air Conditioning, serving St. Louis County, or visit ziffair.com.
To reach their greatest potential on the field or the court, our Mizzou athletes need to be fueled by the right nutrition. And the same goes for the athlete within your dog. Whether he's with you on your daily run or launching to catch that disc, Purina Pro Plan Dog Food offers fine-tuned, advanced nutrition he'll love to help him perform at his absolute best. So join Pro Plan on Facebook for exclusive Facebook fan offers and help your dog achieve greatness. Purina Pro Plan. Available at pet specialty retailers.
How much is that doggy in the window?
They say a dog is man's best friend. This man is your dog's best friend, and your cat's best friend, and your parakeet's best friend, your pet's best friend. He's Dr. Doug Pernikoff, Clarkson-Wilson Veterinary Clinic. And he's brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. You jump in right now. You can talk to him. We've got time for just a couple of callers. 314-969-KTRS. Our toll. Doc, you okay?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Wow. Yeah, you all right there?
No, usually I hear that little click on. I didn't know I was on the air.
Yeah, you are. Or toll-free, 888-550-KTRS. Now, coughing and wheezing his way onto the stage, Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hey, how's everybody?
Hey, great, doctor.
I hope they're better than I am. I am AM and the PM. Yeah.
I don't see one name on the board for calls for you. I don't know if you're
nobody
not popular
anymore
or nobody has a pet problem.
Can I tell you about my new pets, my own new pets?
Oh, we can do that in lieu of calls. Yeah, we can.
Yeah. I've got several new tarantulas I just got into.
Good for you.
You're lucky.
These are big guys. These are they're called bird eaters. Bird eating spiders. They get up to 3/4 of a pound.
Oh, I've seen those on video.
That is a big tarantula.
And there's not many more things on this earth that creep me out more than big and giant spiders
cool.
like that.
They're completely harmless, right?
Yeah.
No, well, no, they have a poison, a toxin. It's just some people are sensitive somewhere, and it's more like, you know, you don't want to get bit by them.
You're not
going to
die.
Their fangs are pretty big. But
you're not going to die.
Yeah, not deadly.
No,
not
like they're more like if you're a wasp-sensitive kind of person, you might be sensitive to it. It depends on the species, too.
Right, now the phones are all lit up, so I can only grab one or two, but let's go. Let's
but
get Mary.
But your son's probably seen the spiders in the past.
Well, he probably has. Let's get Mary on here. Mary, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hey, Dr. Doug, how are you?
Good, Mary. What can I do for you?
Listen, I've got a small little chihuahua. Of course, it's only 5 months old. I've had chihuahuas before, but maybe I'm too old now and forgot how much work they are. But I'm having a hard time with him. He gets up in the morning and trots right out. I open the door, he goes out. But he piddles
along the way
on all day. A little piddle here, a little piddle there.
Well, I mean, the first thing to do is make sure that he is physically well and there's no little infection, but it sounds like it might be more management than anything else. And you can talk to your vet or talk to one of us about trying to train him to a crate. And at first, these are babies are just like a little child. They are intellectually immature and they're physically immature. So it's really up to you to kind of partition their freedom until they really get the patterns down. And it's not something we can do in 2 seconds, but if you call us or call your vet, I'm sure they can help you with some crate training procedures. Okay?
Thank you very much, Dr.
Okay, be well.
All right, Mary, and then very quickly we'll get Pat in here. Pat, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Dr. Doug, how are you, sir?
Good. How are you, Pat?
I am good. I have a 6-year-old female Yorkie who just yesterday started with some serious bowel issues, I'll say, very liquid.
Okay.
She's eating, she's drinking. But she's consistently doing that, and I'm trying to figure out what I need to do for
Well, yeah, that's a very, very common issue, and especially around this time of year. Sometimes it's due to, parasites. That's less likely in an adult animal like this. Sometimes it's more often due to them getting into something that you and I couldn't imagine would make a difference. But even a slight change in food, or if they get out in the yard for a minute and pick up something that you don't even notice, can change the bowel content and cause the famous word, diarrhea. Okay. And your vet, again, will tell you there's a whole protocol. Usually fast them initially, check the poop, make sure everything's cool, and then talk about some management that might include a special diet and some medications in cases where you need to. So I would get to somebody right away. You don't want the little critter to get dehydrated, and that's a problem that can usually be resolved very, very quickly.
Sounds great. Thank you very much.
Be
Thank
well.
You, Pat. We're out of time. I don't know why everybody waited till the last second, and the phone's all lit up. Everybody called once. I gave them plenty of lead time. We'll make up next time with a couple more callers. Doctor, good luck with the tarantulas, and thank you. We'll talk next week.
That's what I got you for Christmas, Frank.
Oh, thank you so much. That's exactly what I wanted. Dr. Doug Pernikoff, everybody. I wouldn't mind holding one of those big old
not me.
Tarantulas. Yeah, you wouldn't do that?
No. That's one thing that skeeves me out pretty bad.
Yeah, that doesn't bother me for some reason. Here's what bothers me. When your foot hurts or your leg hurts or your... I have a friend who constantly gets this... I don't know what a hamstring is. Is that like above your knee, behind your leg? Is that
behind
your hamstring?
You.
Behind your knee, right behind your knee?
Yeah, like I always consider the calf the hamstring. Is that not correct?
It's in there somewhere. It's in there somewhere. Plantar fasciitis. This is a very common... In fact, it's the number one reason people go into the good feed stores is plantar fasciitis. And they're told, well, you have to get a shot, cortisone shot, or you have to have surgery. That's another alternative. Go in there and grind some bone down or something. How about this? How about maybe the solution is at the good feed store? Maybe it's an insert for your shoe. I'd rather do that any day than prescription after prescription after prescription or therapy or grinding of a bone, some surgery or shot. Wouldn't it be great if an insert in your shoe could put an end to plantar fasciitis? It does for a lot of people. Maybe it'll be the answer for you. Maybe it'll be the answer for another problem you're having with your neck or your back or your knees or your hip, and it's coming from your feet. And the improper placement of pressure because of the way you stand or walk. 30, 40 minutes, you're going to know whether or not this is once and for all the relief you've been looking for, and you found it in one place. One-stop pain relief, the Good Feed Store. There are three in the St. Louis area. There is one in West County on Olive across from TGI Fridays, one in South County on Union across from Macy's, and in Shiloh, Illinois across from Deerberg's. Here's the website, goodfeetstlewis.com, the Good Feed Stores.
With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, here's Frank Ladd. Frank?
Still very heavy out in St. Charles County, 70 westbound from 94 to T.R. Hughes. Then we've got another heavy pocket out near Lake St. Louis all the way out to Wentzville. Slow going southbound on 270, Page to Ladue, then stop and go Clayton down to Doherty Ferry. 40 westbound, very slow headed out of the city. Stop and go now Vannevenor out to McCausland, then against Spady to Timberlake. And the Boone's crossing area out to the Boone Bridge. Eastbound on 40, you're going to hit the brakes approaching Union Station. Northbound 55, slow going from Park Avenue to the Poplar. Eastbound on Highway 70, O'Fallon Park into downtown St. Louis. This update brought to you by Burlington Coat Factory. It's cold outside, so come into Burlington today for a great warm winter coat at incredibly low prices. Nobody has more coats and more brands than Burlington Coat Factory. Brag about it. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center in the air, Frank Ladd on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou. This Friday, Coach Frank Haight and the Missouri Tigers take on the Demons of Northwestern State University. And you can catch all the action right here. Coverage begins at 6:30 p.m. and the tip-off is at 7. It's exciting college hoops action as the Tigers take on the Northwestern State University Demons this Friday on the Big 550 KTRS. We are our Mizzou.
Get to a better place. Homeowners, you've heard the news. Interest rates hit 50-year lows. I'm Deanna Doherty, president of American Equity Mortgage. Our rates and APRs are now in the threes. That's right, the threes. Now is the time to save money or pay your home off faster. Make the smart financial decision. Join the thousands of homeowners who have already jumped on this opportunity. But you must act now. Call American Equity Mortgage at 314-878-9999. 314-878-9999. Don't wait. With rates and APRs in the threes, there's never been a better time to start saving. Call now. 314-878-9999.